Welcome to the Unapologetic Vixen Podcast, Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman. I'm Natasha, a licensed sex therapist and certified sex and intimacy coach, on a mission to empower Black women to choose a life of pleasure, not just today, but every day. There is nothing more powerful than a Black woman that authentically owns her pleasure and sensuality. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the gems. Hello and welcome to another episode of the Unapologetic Vixen Podcast, Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman. So in this episode, I want to share with you my experience at a kink gala. Now, some of you may not know, I am a kink aware professional, which really just means that I have the necessary knowledge to be able to help clients that participate in non-traditional play, non-traditional sex, and non-traditional relationships on top of that. And the reason I chose to do that is because I understand that when people are looking for a helper, they're looking for a safe space. If we are not 100% educated with what is going on, then we can't provide the correct assistance. If someone comes in, and I'm not a kink aware professional, for example, and they may have bruises on their legs, or they may have bruises on their arms, or they're acting funny or something of that nature, it's possible that my first response would be, oh no, like what's going on? And ask questions based off of, are they being abused? Is there domestic violence? You know, asking the wrong questions. Whereas a kink aware professional, the questions that I ask are a little bit different. Are you interacting in play? Or, you know, things of that nature. You know, we'll go down that road of kink and all that in season two. But that was my whole reasoning, being able to ask the right questions and not just assume with those that I'm working with. So anywho, I am good for going and experiencing things just because I'm curious. And I usually will go by myself just because some of the things that, you know, I won't even say that some of the things that I, you know, go out and try to experience for research purposes that people aren't interested in. I think I just like to get a feel for what's going on my own, like on my own. So I saw a post on Instagram, which I usually do, about a kink gala at a well-known dungeon that's here in Atlanta. Now, I got to tour that dungeon because a friend of mine is a friend of the owner. So I got to go tour the dungeon when no one was in there. It's really nice. It's really big. It looks like just this warehouse on the outside, but it is a sight to see on the inside, right? So I was like, I actually would love to see the dungeon being in use. The funny thing is, I was very anxious to participate, to sign up. I was like, okay, if I go, I don't know what I'm going to see. I don't know what I'm going to experience. And it was a Black, you know, people of color community that was hosting it. And I kept going back and forth with, what if someone tries to force me to do something that I don't want to do? Mind you, that is what this space is all about, giving you the ability to have the consent to do what you want to do. It's all about consent, enthusiastic consent on top of that. If there's any hesitation, then it's a no. So I couldn't even understand or begin to tell you why there was a piece of me that was saying we're going to be forced to do something that we don't want to do. A little bit of me believes that there's that lack of trust within myself sometimes that I still have, because doing the work means doing it all the time and being curious and asking questions about yourself. So a little part of me was like, am I going to be forced to do something I don't want to do because I'm going to put myself in that situation and I'm not going to be able to discern with if I'm comfortable or not, which did end up coming up. But that is what I went back and forth with for a whole week. And eventually I was like, forget it. I want to go. I want to experience it. So the day comes. It's a Sunday. I go to the dungeon. I get cute, probably overdressed. There were kink attire, skin. It was a really good atmosphere. I will say that was a really good atmosphere. There were performances, and after the performances, there was open play in the dungeon. So I went into, there was a well-known impact play instructor there, and he had his lady with him that he performs with. And so part of the play was he went in a room and he was taking volunteers. Now, in my mind, I knew I was not going to volunteer for impact play. And for those of you who aren't sure what impact play is, it's basically spanking, flogging, paddles, things of that nature. And I watched, and the whole time I watched, I was really in my head having internal conversation. So I watched one lady go, and how he started off was he would whisper, he would hold her, and he would whisper in her ear. And I'm just assuming it was a I got you, relax, release, deep breaths, like I want you to relax. And so they did that for a while. Then he laid her on the table on her stomach, pulled up her dress, and pulled out his paddle. And while I'm watching, I can feel emotion coming up within me. But I don't know how to explain it in that moment. And so I'm watching her, and he's hitting her, and she's not making a sound. You could tell that, she feels it. She's just not making a sound. So the lady that he came with, that he performed with, was sitting in front of her and was holding her hand. And these are two black women, by the way. And she's telling her, it's just me and you in here. Don't worry about anyone else. Don't worry about anything else that's going on. It's me and you. Let out whatever you have to let out. And so when she starts telling her to let it out, you can see this woman trying to take it. You can see her trying to take it. And that is when I was able to formulate what I was feeling because I was having an overwhelming emotional feeling to the circ to what was going on. And she kept telling her, like, release, don't try to hold that shit in, release, let it go. And bit by bit, with the support of the lady in front of her, she finally started opening her mouth and letting noise come out. She started when she would get paddled, she would scream or yell, and like she would let it out. And I could tell there was more behind that than just the paddle. And so it was a really cool experience to watch. And I left that kink gala with more questions about myself than I did for just research. And sometimes that happens. But I got in the car. It's a 45-minute ride home, so I have lots of time to think. And what came up for me was, when I tell you I got emotional, like I was choked up. I was choked up in my chest. And I was trying to figure out, why am I so emotional? Why am I feeling this feeling? Like, Natasha, where is this coming from? And what I was able to come up with was the idea of release and trust and control. Okay? All things we as black women struggle with safety, control, and trust. So in my mind, I was like, it's not the idea of being paddled because, I'm good to get a good spanking here and there with no problem. it was the idea of trusting someone enough to make sure that I was safe and I could release. That's what it was. So I put myself mentally in that situation, and I'm listening to this man tell me, you know, I got you, deep breaths, release. And the first thing that would come to my mind is, you're lying. You don't got me. You don't got me. Because I've gone through my life having me. I've gone through my life having me. Whatever I want, whatever I want to do, I make it happen. So to trust that someone else would actually do that for me, that would be my first block. Okay. The second one would be, if we got past that block to where I'm actually laying down to feel the impact, to get the paddle, then it would be, okay, all these people are looking at me. I'm not going to give them the satisfaction of seeing me break, which is the control. I'm going to control the narrative. I'm going to control what goes on here. No matter how hard he hits me, I'm not going to respond. I'm not going to release. I'm going to hold it in, because that's what I do. Because if I actually release, if I give myself permission to release, I don't know what is going to come out of me. And I don't know what's going to be the result of that. And as I'm talking my way through this, as I'm driving, this is familiar in so many Black women that I talk to. I don't trust, because there's not many people that can keep me safe. I can keep me safe. And I can't release, because it's inappropriate and it's pointless. It's pointless for me to release, because nothing's going to come out of it. So I keep everything in until I explode, and then I do it all over again. So for me, the conclusion was, I'm not in a space in my life, well, working towards it, but in that moment, I was not in a space in my life where I trust release. I would fight it. I would fight release. And I can see so many aspects of my life in the past where I've fought release because of what it may mean about me, or what people will think about me, or I gotta keep it pushing, I don't have time to release, things of that nature. You know the stories that we tell ourselves. And I was like, wow, all that from seeing someone getting paddled. And so I had to share that experience, because it didn't open my eyes for something I didn't already know. It opened my eyes to what free play, kink play, can stir up inside of you. And I wasn't even participating. So I wanted to share that. I want you, this isn't going to be one of the longer episodes, but I want you to think about, being a Black woman in this world, what do you think about trust? What do you think about control? And what do you think about safety? And where are you not releasing? Now, I'm not saying that you have to go and get into the kink world and play and get paddled or flogged. I'm also not saying that I'm against it. It's a possibility that later on in life I may go play. I don't know. When I do, I'll let you know, right? But think about those three areas of your life: trust, control, and safety, and why you won't release. What's holding you back? What stories, what narratives? And if it's something you never thought about before, I'm asking and encouraging you to think about it now. Because I do believe that I've stirred something in your belly, just like being at that kink gala and watching that demonstration stirred something in my belly and gave me something to think about. And I'm super excited, because I am going to have a kink professional chat a little bit about my experience. Her name is Marla. So that's going to open our eyes even more to that realm. But I wanted to share my experience, and just get you thinking more about you, how you show up in your life, and how you could be making it a little bit harder for yourself than necessary. Right? By all means, it's protection. I know for a fact I do and move the way that I do because of protection. And it could be the same for you. But just think about it. Think about why, where, how, you know, all those things. So that's what I have for you today. If you have any questions, feel free to shoot me a message. Come over on Instagram and DM me. I would love to chat more with you about my experience. If you are into kink and you're interested in maybe chatting about it, hit me up, DM me, and maybe we can have you on one of the episodes as a guest. So have a wonderful, wonderful weekend, and I will talk to you next week.
Thank you for listening to the Unapologetic Vixen podcast, Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman. If you enjoyed this episode, like, leave a comment, and share it with someone you know could use the space. If you're ready to tap into your pleasure, join the Virtual Vixen Suite. It's a safe space for Black women to gain support and empowerment as they access pleasure, intimacy, and satisfying sex every day. And remember, pleasure is your right, boo.